Hello, welcome to the Thursday, August 13th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storms and Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Got a couple of great diaries here from Rob. First of all, an old favorite kind of service accounts. On Windows, many administrators still use service accounts to run various services. Now, these accounts are notoriously kind of forgotten stale accounts, so their passwords are never changed, and often you have weak passwords associated with these accounts. Best mitigation here is to not use these accounts and instead use other ways to run your services. Now, Rob does provide some advice, some PowerShell scripts in how to identify these services. And the next diary is about a stored cross-site scripting vulnerability in Apple's App Store. Apparently, if you set your name on your iPhone to a specific set of script or HTML tags, and then, for example, leave a comment for an application that you downloaded, that name is not escaped properly. And in addition to just exploiting yourself, you may actually exploit other users that are exposed to this string via Apple's App Store. And Lenovo apparently in the past has added special software, the Lenovo Service Engine, in BIOSes sold by Lenovo. Now, this Lenovo Service Engine starts code before you actually run Windows. So if you have Windows installed on the system and Windows boots, this code will check whether or not other Lenovo software is properly installed on the system. And if not, it will actually copy those files over, essentially adding a lot of the bloatware and such that users try to get rid of if they install the operating system from scratch. Now, Lenovo has now removed this particular feature, so if you buy a new computer now, it should no longer contain this particular product. It also released a BIOS update for existing machines that should help you remove the Lenovo Service Engine. I will add a link to the show notes to Lenovo's advisory that does list all the affected systems. It looks like Cloudflare had some issues today. Now, Cloudflare provides essentially proxy and anti-denial of service services for a number of large websites. For example, Stack Overflow was one that was noted. So as a result, a lot of these websites were down today for a while. If you had any issues like this, that was probably the reason. Now, the outage was resolved relatively quickly according to the Cloudflare status site. It only lasted about 23 minutes. Now, the Cloudflare network status page mentions that this was an issue in their London facility. Not sure if it mostly affected British or European users, or if other users, for example, in the US or so, were affected as well. And then, yes, more car hacking. This time it's actually less the car itself, but devices that drivers plug into the diagnostic port of the car to provide remote data collection. Now, you may have seen, for example, insurances handing out these devices. What happens here is that the device has a little built-in 3G, 2G modem that periodically sends data dumps to the insurance's servers. The problem here is that these devices also receive data. Now, for example, and this is outlined in this paper, there is an SSH server running on the device, and all of these devices use the same secret key, so it's pretty easy to find these devices. It's also possible to use SMS messages to the device to trigger an update. Now, with this update message, the attacker can provide any host, and then the device will reach out to that IP address and download an update, which of course can then be used to compromise this dongle further. And since it has full access to the car's maintenance bus, it can then be used to not just read data from the car, but also affect the car's behavior. And after stage fright and certificate, we do have a third critical vulnerability for Android. This one doesn't have a catchy name. It is linked to the serialization function of the operating system. Essentially, what's happening here is that software, if it tries to store, for example, a complex object in a file, it can run it through this serialization feature, which will then represent the object as a string. Pretty much most programming languages have a feature like this. Now, it's not done correctly on Android, and the result is that a malicious application could gain privileges that the user didn't assign to that application. Interesting flaw, and apparently Google has already a patch for it. Well, that's it for today. So thanks and for listening, and also thanks again to ThreatStop for supporting this podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.